you, Sister Schwartz.
谢谢妈咪。
Yes, mommy.
她说对，我们都叫她妈咪。
Only certain people can call her that.
我知道只有一定的人可以叫她妈咪。
It is a pleasure to be here with you all today.
今天能跟大家在一起真的是很荣幸。
And I feel like I'm among friends.
我就觉得我就在朋友之中。
I'm sorry it's taken me so long to come.
让我等了这么久才到你们中间。
Back in 2005, 2006, I used to go to the church in Boynton Beach and speak to the youth.
我在2005年、2006年的时候，那时候就在那个我们驻场的地方，大概对青少年讲道。
I was also looking at your pictures out here on the wall.
我就刚才进来的时候看我们墙上那些照片。
And saw our pictures of our good friends Wesley and Phyllis Gua.
然后我就看到我们以前的那个朋友。
When I was very, very small, our family would go down to Riviera Beach, and Wesley would fix us a big meal.
Wesley 是中文是什么？温牧师哦，他说，当时他说我还很小很小的时候，就是去我们教堂最早期在那个 Rivero Beach， 然后温牧师会给我做饭。
And when his son Stephen came over from Taiwan, I was his first friend.
然后当那个温牧师从台湾回来，他的儿子 Stephen 回来的时候，我是 Stephen 的第一个朋友。
And we're still very close with Stephen and Paul and with Ruth.
然后我们跟这些朋友，这个 Stephen、Paul 还有 Ruth 都还是很接近。
And then as I look around today, so many people that work with FEA.
我就看看周围，今天在你们中间看到很多人是跟我们这个佛州传道协会是有同工的。
When your pastor, Brother Daniel, was at college,
当许牧师那会儿还念大学的时候，
he was good friends with my parents.
他跟我的父母是好朋友。
And I was very small.
我那时候还很小。
But I can remember him coming to the house and giving me a hard time.
然后我就记得他就到我们家来，然后给我麻烦。
He gave my dad a Bible.
他给我爸爸一本圣经。
I don't know if you remember that, but I still have that Bible.
他给我爸爸一本圣经，我不知道许牧师是否还记得，但是我还有那本圣经。
And then I also appreciate Chris and Crystal.
我也很感谢齐勇弟兄跟冯晶姐妹。
And the impact that they've made at FEA.
他们在福州传道协会所带来的这种影响。
And Sue Lynn.
还有舒玲姐妹。
Sister Schwartz.
还有妈咪。
And it's good to have the McElwains here as well.
然后还有那个麦牧师他们一家。
When I grow up, I want to be able to teach like Dr. McElwain.
当我长大的时候，我很希望能够像麦牧师那样的做那样的老师。
I have more notes here than I have time to present this morning.
我今天早上准备的这个讲稿很多，但是我觉得没时间讲完。
So I will move through this rapidly this morning.
所以我就很快的讲完。
It doubles the length of the sermon having to hear it twice.
所以呢，因为我有翻译，所以这个时间会加长。
But I was excited to hear that this is an ordination service for our brother Chris.
所以我很高兴知道今天是一个案例的仪式。
My boys have been in my oldest boy and Samuel have been in the same class for several years.
我的老大跟 Samuel 呢，他们是同学已经好多年了。
Do you remember the trombone trumpet duet at competition?
你知道他们 Samuel 跟 Ethan 他们两个去那个小号跟那个长号去比赛。
But it's exciting to see Brother Chris and his family to take this step in their ministry.
我就很高兴看到齐勇弟兄他在进一步跟他的全家在这个服事上就是往前更进一步。
I'd like to share for just a few moments this morning out of the book of Colossians chapter 1.
今天我想从哥罗西书第一章和大家分享。
And there are many different ways that we could apply this truth.
我们有很多不同的方式来把这个真理应用在我们的生活中。
We are going to look at a prayer that Paul prayed for the church in Colossae.
我们来看保罗为哥罗西教会的一个祷告。
And as we look through this prayer, I would like for you to consider praying this prayer over our brother Chris as he takes this step into ministry.
所以当我们来看这个祷告的时候，我希望大家能够把这个祷告应用在你们为将来为齐勇弟兄成为牧师以后的一个祷告。
But I would also like for you to think of this prayer in relation to your church here.
我也想到希望你们能把这个祷告应用在你们和教会的关系上。
And to the ministry of FEA.
然后也是应用在你们来支持我们佛州传道协会的施工上。
Earlier this year, I used this sermon with our staff to encourage them to pray this over our organization.
所以今年年初的时候，我就用这个祷告来鼓励我们的那个同工来为我们的组织那个佛州传道协会祷告。
But I would also ask you to apply this prayer to your life.
我也希望你能用这个祷告应用在你自己的生活中。
And as we look through the various aspects of this prayer, ask God to make these a reality in your life.
当我们看到这个祷告的方方面面的时候，愿这个祷告成在你的生命中成为真实。
We will refer to various scriptures, but I'd like to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12.
我们一起来看哥罗西书一章九到十二节。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy.Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神造他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业
There are six specific requests that Paul makes in this prayer.
在这个祷告中保罗提了六个请求
We're going to look at those very quickly this morning.
今天早上我们很快的看过去
But first of all, let's look very quickly at the book of Colossians.
让我们很快的来看哥罗西书
This book was written by the Apostle Paul 50 or 60 years after the death of Christ.
这个书信呢，大概是主耶稣升天复活之后50年、60年之后保罗写的。
It was written to refute some false teaching that was happening in the church.
它是为了驳斥当时发生在教会的一些异端。
We don't know what that false teaching was.
我们不是很确定那个异端到底是什么。
But the theme of the book is about the sufficiency of Christ.
但是这哥罗西书的主题是基督能满足一切需要。
Christ is all we need.
基督是我们一切，就是完全满足我们一切的需要。
As the choir was singing this morning, a mighty fortress is our God.
就像今天早晨诗班所献唱的，上主是我坚固宝藏。
I love the phrase in that that says, Christ Jesus, it is He.
这里讲到说耶稣基督唯有他是主
He is the answer to all of our problems.
他是我们一切难处的答案
He is truly all we need.
他是真的是我们所需要的
And that is the theme of the book of Colossians.
这个就是哥罗西书的主题
The heresy that the false teaching that Paul is confronting, he doesn't specifically mention.
这里保罗所驳斥的异端他没有把这个问题讲出来
but time and time again he comes back to that theme that Christ is enough
但是呢保罗一次又一次的回到说基督能满足一切需要
this church in Colossae was not planted by Paul
这个哥罗西教会不是被保罗建立的
as far as we know we can tell it was planted by Epaphras
他是被以巴弗建立的
Epaphras is a convert from Paul's time spent in Ephesus
这是保罗在以巴弗说是保罗在以弗所传道时候所结的果子
Ephesus and Colossae are both in what is modern day Turkey or Asia Minor
所以呢当时那个以巴就是以弗所跟哥罗西都在现在的土耳其就是那时候的小亚细亚
But Paul has heard of this church
但是保罗听到这个哥罗西教会
And Epaphras has actually come to him Paul is in prison in Rome and Epaphras has come to him to share his concern about this false teaching
当时保罗呢是在罗马被软禁那以巴弗就到罗马就是去跟他分享他的这个焦虑就是这个教会所出现的问题
It's interesting to me that at the end of this book the apostle actually commands that this letter be read in Laodicea
你看到在这个书的最后保罗也吩咐这个哥罗西书也要在老底家教会被诵念
So the message of this book was not just for Colossae, but for surrounding churches as well.
所以呢，这个书信，这个哥罗西书不单单是为哥罗西教会，也是为周围的教会所写的。
In verse 9, the first verse that I read, we see the reason that Paul is praying.
在第九节，我们看到保罗祷告的缘由。
He says, "For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we do not cease to pray for you."
他说呢，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
But to see what that reason is, we need to look at the verses just before that.
所以这个因此的原因，我们就要看前面的经节。
And I won't take time to read them this morning, but if you look through verses 3 through 8, you see that this church is doing well.
你要看第三到第八节，你可以看到教会还挺好的。
Paul talks about their faith and their love.
保罗谈到他们的信心跟他们的爱心。
Their hope.
还有他们的盼望。
The fruit that they are bearing.
然后他们所结的果子。
The grace that they have accepted.
然后他们所领受的恩惠。
And their love.
然后他们彼此之间的这个爱心。
And it stands out to me that because they were doing well, Paul was praying fervently.
然后让我来理解，就是说因为他们很好，教会运行得很好，所以保罗就热切地为他们祷告。
That speaks to me this morning.
这就对我的心说话。
Because all too often I become fervent in prayer when I have problems.
通常呢，我是有麻烦的时候，我才开始热切地祷告。
When things aren't going well.
当事情都不顺利的时候。
When my family is sick.
当我的家人生病的时候。
Or I have a financial need.
或者我的经济上有需要的
时候。 That seems to be when I become most fervent in prayer.
通常是那个时候我在急切的祷告。
But from what we can tell, this church is doing well, and for that reason, Paul is praying.
但是我们看到这个教会各方面都挺好，但是保罗却是急切的为这个教会祷告。
And I would encourage this church and everyone here this morning to, in times of spiritual growth and when things are going well, make sure you are staying fervent in prayer.
就是我也想鼓励大家跟每个人，当每件事情都很顺利，也都在成长的时候，我们要更加急切的祷告。
Because it is in those times when Satan will begin to attack.
因为在你在成长，在各样都很好的时候，撒旦会攻击我们。
As he was this church with areas of false teaching.
就像在他们撒旦攻击哥林多教会，用虚假的教训来攻击。
But let's look at the six aspects of this prayer this morning.
让我们看这个祷告的六个方面。
Again in verse 9.
在第九节。
Paul prays first that they will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
保罗祷告他们是被那个在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
He says that he does not cease to pray and to ask that they may be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
他说我不住地为你们祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So often when we talk about God's will, we apply it to what God wants us to do.
当我们有时候想到神的旨意，就会想到说，哦，神要让我去做什么。
But I think there are two aspects to consider of God's will.
但是对于神的旨意，其实有两个方面。
God's will is plainly revealed to us in His Word.
第一个，神的旨意在神的话语上就是很明显、很简明的跟我们显示
出来。Many passages we could look at to discern the will of God from His Word.
很多时候我们可以从神的话语上知道神的旨意。
But in Mark chapter 12, Jesus, quote in the Old Testament, says that His will for us is that we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以耶稣就是用引用旧约，在马可福音十二章三十节说到，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的神。
And as we do that, that will then affect our relationships with those around us.
当我们这样去做的时候，就会影响到我们和周围人的关系。
We are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们要爱人如己。
Notice in verse 1, though, that it says that Paul was made an apostle by the will of God.
哥罗西书上讲到说，保罗是奉神旨意成为基督耶稣，成为使徒。
God's word does reveal how we are to live.
神的话语确实让我们显示说我们应该如何过生活。
But God's will for our lives individually and what we do can be revealed to us as well.
但是神对我们每个人的旨意也可以显示出来。
But I think it's important to remember, as it points out there in verse 1, that this is a the finding of God's will is with wisdom and spiritual understanding.
要发现神的旨意，需要智慧跟属灵的悟性。
Following God's will for your life is a spiritual endeavor.
去跟随神的旨意是一个属灵上的努力。
And oftentimes God's will may not make sense from a human standpoint.
有时候神的旨意从人的角度来看，好像不太行得通。
In Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul gives his credentials for ministry.
比如说在腓立比第三章，保罗就给了这个服侍人的他们的这个资格。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
保罗讲了他自己，比如他是第八天受割礼。
He was from Israel.
他是希伯来人。
The tribe of Benjamin.
他是从那个便雅悯族来的。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
Concerning the law, he was a Pharisee.
从律法上来讲，他是法利赛人。
And yet, how did God choose to use him?
但是神是如何来选择用他的呢？
What was God's will for his ministry?
神对保罗那个事工的旨意是什么呢？
Paul is known as one of the greatest missionaries ever to the Gentiles.
是保罗是有史以来最伟大的对外邦人的宣教士。
It would have seemed that he would have been the leader of the Jewish church.
你看起来好像他应该成为犹太人教会的领袖。
But God chooses to use him to be the father of the Gentile church.
但是神却让他成为外邦人教会之父。
God wants to make his will known to us.
神想要让我们明白他的旨意。
His revealed will of his word.
然后他的显示的旨意是在明显的旨意在他的话语中。
But also how that applies to our daily life.
然后这个是如何也包括如何在我们的每日生活中显现出来。
I would ask that you pray for our brother Chris.
我就请大家为其勇弟兄祷
告。I would ask that you pray for your church.
我也请大家为你们的教会祷告。
And for yourself.
也为你自己祷告。
That you will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
你就是完全的充满神的智慧。
Secondly, Paul prays in verse 10 that they will walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him.
然后保罗再继续为他们祷告，是说你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
It is amazing for us to understand that it is possible for a Christian to live a life fully pleasing to God.
所以就是说那是可能的，就是说你可以完全过一个生活讨主的喜悦。
Much of our church world in America does not believe that.
但是很多的在美国的这个教会已经不再相信这一点。
They do not believe that we can ever be pleasing to God.
他们就不相信说我们可以来讨神的喜悦。
That the grace of God simply covers all of our imperfections.
就是觉得哦，神的恩典就把我们所有的不完善、不完美都遮盖了。
But on the authority of God's word, I can tell you it is possible to live a life fully pleasing to God.
但是靠着神话语的权柄，我可以向你肯定，就是我们可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We can be saved from our sins.
我们可以从我们的罪中被拯救出来。
But we can also be cleansed from our sins.
我们也可以从我们罪中被洁净。
Five times in the New Testament, that phrase is used that they will walk worthy of.
圣经上新约有五次讲到说你们行事为人对得起。
I won't take time to read all of those this morning.
我不会把这五节都走过一遍。
But the Christian life is often referred to as a race.
通常的基督徒的生活被描述成一个赛跑。
But it's often also referred to as a walk.
有时候也被形成从一种行走。
One day at a time.
一天一天的过。
One step at a time.
一步一步的走。
Bringing your life into conformity of the image of Jesus Christ.
把你的生命，让你的生命去完全的更像主耶稣基督。
We can live a life fully pleasing to God.
我们可以过一个完全讨神喜悦的生活。
Many scriptures tell us how to please God.
很多的经文告诉我们如何讨神的喜悦。
But Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
在希伯来书十一章第六节讲到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Let's be praying for our brother Chris, for ourselves, for our ministries, that we will walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him.
让我们为其勇弟兄，为我们的教会，为我们自己祷告，愿我们行事为人对得起主，讨他喜悦。
The third thing Paul mentions is also in verse 10.
他讲了第三个祷告，祷告的第三方面也在第十节。
And he prays that the Colossian church will be fruitful in every good work.
他祷告说，哥罗西教会在一切善事上多结果子。
As Christians, our lives are expected to bear fruit.
作为基督徒，我们的生命应该是结果子的生命。
In Galatians, we read of the fruits of the Spirit.
我们在加拉太书都知道圣灵所结的果子。
But I love the verse in Psalms chapter 1 that talks about Christians being like a tree that's planted by rivers of water.
但是我很喜欢诗篇第一节第一篇，他讲到说基督徒就像那个在溪边的树。
It says that this tree will bring forth fruit.
这个树呢会按时候结果子。
And whatsoever we do will prosper.
这样凡他所做的尽都顺利。
I noticed that that tree is planted. It's not growing wild.
我们知道这个树呢是被栽种的，而不是一个野树。
That tree is nourished by rivers, not a single river, but rivers of water.
这个树呢是被很多条的河流，不单单是一条河所浇灌。
It's attractive to look at.
那个树看起来很清脆。
It says that its leaves are not withered.
他说叶子也不枯干。
And whatsoever we do will prosper.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Titus 2 verse 10 says that our lives as Christians are to adorn the doctrine of God.
提多书第二章讲到我们的行事为人应该凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
Does your life and my life adorn what we say we believe?
我们的生命你我自己的生命大家的生命有没有尊荣我们尊荣我们所称我们所相信的道呢？
There is nothing more unattractive than a life that does not measure up to what we say we believe.
没有什么比这个更让人不吸引人的，就是说我们说一套做一套。
Will you pray for Brother Chris? Will you pray for me? Will you pray for our ministries that we will be fruitful in every good work?
大家要不要说为启勇弟兄、为教会、为自己、为也为我、为我们佛州事工来祷告，说我们在善事上多结果子。
The fourth thing Paul mentions in his prayer is that they will increase in their knowledge of God.
第四点，他所讲的，保罗说是渐渐的多知道神。
How do you increase in knowledge?
你如何在神的真正知识上长进呢？
You can read about things.
你可以去读书。
It was mentioned that I was a pilot. I had to do a lot of reading.
我讲过我是飞行员，我就要学习很多，读很多。
But the day also came when I had to experience what it was like to fly an airplane.
但是我读完之后，我还是要自己去开那个飞机。
My wife and I have been married for 23 years, this May.
到今年五月份为止，我跟我太太结婚就23年了。
And when I walk into a room and I look at my wife,
当我进到一个房间里看到我太太的时候
she does not have to speak to me,
她就不需要对我讲话。
But I can tell if she's having a good day,
我就马上就知道她今天过得很好。
Or a bad day,
或者今天比较糟糕。
If she's happy,
或者她高兴。
If she's not happy,
或者她不高兴。
And then when we talk, maybe on the phone, I can tell by the tone of her voice how things are going.
我们就如果打电话的时候，就是听她那个声音的口，听她的声音，我就知道她今天过得如何。
It's not simply because I have read about Kayla.
我并不是说我读到一本书关于我的太太。
But I have spent many hours with her.
因为我们花很多时间
在一起。We spent much time together.
我们就是。在一起花很多时间。
We've gone through good times together.
我们一起经历好的时光。
And we've gone through hard times together.
我们也一起经历艰难的时光。
And because of that, I know Kayla.
所以因为这样的，我就真的是知道我太太。
Paul's prayer is that will increase in their knowledge of God.
保罗的祷告是说，他们在神的真正知识上不断长进。
And we will increase in our knowledge of God by spending time with Him.
所以呢，我们如何增加我们的跟神的知识，就是要多花时间跟神在一起。
There are no shortcuts.
这里没有捷径。
And I won't go, look at the scripture this morning, but in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter lists the many things that come about as a result of knowledge of God.
彼得后书第二章，彼得后书的第一章，彼得列出来很多，因为跟神同行，花时间跟神在一起，你说有的品质。
And as a result of that knowledge, he gives us two promises.
因为跟神的这种多知道神。彼得给了我们两个保证。
He says you will not be unfruitful.
第一个是你们不会不结果子。
And you will never fall.
第二个是你不会失脚，不会跌倒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of our knowledge of God.
因为我们对神的真知道。
Let's be praying again for Brother Chris.
让我们再次为启勇弟兄。
For our churches.
为我们教会。
For each other.
为彼此。
That we will increase in our knowledge of God.
让我们在神的真知识上不断的长进。
The fifth thing that Paul prays for is that they will be strengthened by his might.
第五点保罗祷告的就是说我们靠着神的荣耀的全能力上加力。
And that is an encouraging thing to pray for.
那也是一个很让人很激励人的一个祷告。
We love the thought of being strong.
我们都很喜欢自己很强壮。
And we can be strong in the power of God.
我们可以靠在神的能力上强壮。
But in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us about the source of his strength.
但是在哥林多后书，保罗告诉我们他力量的泉源。
Paul is having a problem.
保罗是碰到问题。
And he prays three times for God to take that problem away.
他向神求了三次，把这个刺挪去。
And three times God says no.
但是神三次说不。
And it's a verse that when you read, you're left amazed.
当你这样读的时候，你会觉得很稀奇。
Because Paul says, I will take pleasure in my problems.
保罗是说，我以这个我的问题为可喜乐的。
In my sicknesses.
他说是在我的疾病当中。
In my persecution.
在我的逼迫当中。
In my distress.
在我的困苦当中。
In my needs.
在我的这个需要艰难之中。
Because it is then when I am weak that I am made strong.
因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
We want to pray for Jesus to remove our infirmities.
我们都想让求神把我们身上的这个软弱给挪去。
But we must understand that it is through those same infirmities that we are strengthened by the power of God.
但是也就是正是因为这样的软弱，我们靠着神的能力被刚强。
I am grateful that often God does come and remove our infirmities.
我确实也很感谢神，有的时候神会把我们的这个软弱给挪去，或者这个疾病挪去。
But many times he does not.
但是很多时候神没有。
And that too can be an answer to our prayers.
那也可以成为我们祷告的答案。
Let's be praying that each of us will be strengthened by God's might.
让我们彼此祷告，我们可以靠着神的全能能力，我们被神所刚强。
And the last aspect of Paul's prayer that I'd like to mention this morning is that they will give thanks to the Father.
第六点，保罗的祷告就是说感谢父神。
It is so easy to pray about all of our needs and never stop to consider what God has already done.
我们很容易就是一直为我们的需要来祷告，但是从来没有想过神为我们过去已经做了什么。
And Paul commands them to pause and to give thanks for what he has done.
保罗吩咐他们要为神所为我们所做的来感谢父神。
One of the main keys to peace with God
就是有神的平安的一个关键的秘诀在于
is prayer with thanksgiving
就是一个带着感谢的祷告
Philippians chapter 4
比如我们都很熟悉腓立比书第四章
a very well-known verse
大家这是一个很出名的
Paul says that we are to be anxious for nothing
保罗说应当一无挂虑
but in everything
凡事
by prayer
借着祷告
and supplication
祈求
Let your requests be made known unto God.
将你们的所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
That we cannot understand.
就是我出人意外我们不能理解的。
Will guard our hearts and our minds.
会在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
But what's interesting is this verse was written in relation to a church problem.
但是这封书信呢，腓立比书是写的跟教会里边的一个问题相关的。
If you look at the beginning of chapter 4, two ladies in the church were not getting along.
你仔细看着腓立比书第四章的开始，有两个姐妹在教会里，两个人不能和平相处。
And in relation to that problem, Paul urged the people of the church to minister to them.
所以呢，保罗就让教会的弟兄姐妹呢，要服侍这两个弟兄姐妹，
这两位姐妹。And then he said, rejoice in the Lord.
然后保罗讲到说，在主里喜乐。
And be anxious for nothing, but make your requests be known to God.
他说一无挂虑，让你们的借着祷告把你们的需要告诉神。
That tells me that I can praise God and give thanks even when things aren't going well.
所以这样告诉我们，就算说事情都不顺利，我还是可以靠着神喜乐，可以感谢神。
And as we pray and give the situations to God in gratitude, He then can begin to work.
当我们在祷告中，就是为带着一个感谢的心去向神祷告的，把我们的要求告诉神，神可以来做工。
So let's remember to pray with thanksgiving.
所以让我们记着，我们带着感谢的心来祷告。
So in conclusion, the six things that we need to be praying.
所以呢，让我们来一个结论，就是我们需要祷告的六件事情是。
Remember to pray for our brother Chris as he takes this next step into ministry.
所以呢，当启勇弟兄进到这个服事的一个另一个阶段的时候，我们为启勇弟兄祷告。
Remember to pray for your leaders here at Palm Beach Chapel.
也为我们教会的这些带领的人祷告。
Don't forget to pray for FVA ministries and our outreaches around the world.
也请你们为我们佛州传道协会祷告，因为我们的这个施工在全世界各地。
And as you pray for yourself and for your family,
当你为你自己和你的家人家庭祷告的时候，
let's pray that we'll be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
让我们真的祷告，我们自己被神的属灵的智慧五性所充满。
That we will walk worthy of God, fully pleasing Him.
让我们行事为人对得起主，完全的讨他的喜悦。
That we will be fruitful in all that we accomplish for God.
让我们所做的一切在善事上多结果子。
That we will increase daily in our knowledge of God.
让我们在神的知识上每日长进。
That we will be strengthened by the power of God.
让我们靠着神的力量，我们被刚强。
And that we will never forget to give thanks to God.
让我们永远不要忘记我们感谢父神为他们所为我们所做的一切。
Amen. Thank you.
感谢阿门，感谢。